Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big extravaganza today, potatoes, dishmantled, the XFL, and parenting. It's all good stuff right after this.
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby. Ace Cosby's holding up a baked potato.
Not really understanding how radio works.
Thank
he's
you.
Holding
it was
up
a baked potato.
It's one of the room you guys gave me grief yesterday for having canned potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Do you still have the canned potatoes?
I do.
Well, why throw them out then?
You know what? Ace, do you like the canned potatoes?
In my soup.
Okay. Then I want you to continue enjoying them. Who are we to tell him he can't?
Yeah, we had to have those as kids. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, either am I.
I get the feeling that my anti-canned potato, I'm going to get several correspondents from
recipes.
Canned potato canners who are going to tell these are the freshest, most good. Are they good?
Little white round potatoes.
I don't care for them.
What's up with those Yukon Gold potatoes? How do they get them that color?
They're good for mashed.
Those are really good mashed.
How do they get them that
tinted?
Color?
They're probably tinted in the factory.
Not tinted. They have purple potatoes. Have you seen those?
They have what?
Purple potatoes.
I have seen those. Those make good chips.
Those are beets.
No, they're purple potatoes.
I tried cauliflower potatoes last week for the first time. Very good.
Okay, this thing.
That's an abomination.
The cauliflower
Welcome to
thing.
Tuber Talk.
That makes.
Cauliflower.
How did we get on potatoes?
I don't know.
Ace held one up.
He brought one in.
He held up a visual on the radio.
Now, Ace, Let me see that one.
That's all wrapped up. You can steam that in the microwave.
That's right. You can drop it right in the microwave.
7 minutes prior, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's how I buy my potatoes.
Because I bought a sweet potato last night. I felt so guilty. I got one at the store. It was delicious.
Why did you
they're
feel
amazing,
guilty?
Yeah.
Because I have never bought something like that. I don't know how to cook.
And throw some cinnamon on them. Cinnamon's real good for you.
Cinnamon's very good.
Leave the sugar off, but cinnamon's good for you.
No butter. It's perfect.
Well, listen to me giving dietary advice.
Speaking of that, there's a new cooking show coming out. Have you heard about this one?
Are we done with sports?
Well, we're talking about cooking. Okay. It kind of sports related.
Go, yes. It's sport. Cooking is a sport.
Yeah, kind of.
There's a competition.
Titus Burgess from the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt will host Dishmantled, get it?
Well, which is it?
Dishmantled.
And it is Titus, right?
Yeah. Did I say Titus?
No.
I said Titus.
You did. I'm just making
There's a T-I-T in there, and we're all giggling because we're babies. You see how that
the
works?
New show will blast competitors with food from a cannon.
I'm already in.
Wait a minute. Yeah. This could be the greatest TV show ever.
According to the story, each episode will begin with the dish being blasted out of a food cannon at a pair of blindfolded chefs.
Yes.
Participants will then be expected to recreate the mystery meal within the allotted time.
Just from a taste? So they just have to know what hit them? They just have to
lick
their face?
What about the preparation?
I'm reading what I have.
So what they're blasted at out of the cannon, they don't take those ingredients and make something. They have to
recreate that dish.
So if they were hit with clam chowder, they then have to make clam chowder.
Yes.
Well, I think we should start a list. What would be the messiest dishes to come out of a
Whoever
can?
Whoever best reproduces the dish will win a cash prize. Who was sitting around a table going, hey, I have an idea for a show.
I will be watching.
So there's like three contestants at the start of the show. Or do we know how many?
Two, I think.
Two.
It says a pair.
A pair
two.
Of two.
Right.
So, and there are two cannons, two identical cannons.
Uh-huh.
The cannons go off. Kaboom. They're hit with... Remember the video? Well, we got pot roasted spaghetti. Do they announce what came out of the cannon? No, they're
blindfolded. They don't know.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
A hot chili in the face?
How did this...
A turkey?
Hot chili.
Maybe I need to find out some more information.
Well, I'm going to be. I'm already setting my DVR.
I can't wait. This is an amazing idea. Josh,
it's going to be on the digital service. Is it Quibi that launches in April?
Oh, okay.
April? We got to wait till April?
Yeah, sorry.
That doesn't mean we can't create our own dishmantle before then. We may not have a cannon.
The home game.
I've got one of those big slingshots like they have at stadiums.
Or like a catapult. Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that leads into another story. Did you see where one of those launching rides like that didn't work? The cable snapped?
Oh, boy.
Is anybody still
with us?
No, just before they were about to release it, the cable frayed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, you're probably closer to pitch meetings or television than I am. How would you go in and pitch a show that, okay, here's the idea?
I would go in and go, Chopped, big ratings, right?
Yep,
right.
That's exactly.
Here's what we do. We don't just tell them. We don't just show them the ingredients. We hit them with we stuff all the ingredients in a cannon, hit them with it, and then they have to make it.
It says here.
You're insane. We're not doing that show. No, that's not what the guy
about
said.
The legal issues?
According to the website Vulture, they'll use their culinary prowess to identify the exploded dish and then race against the clock to recreate it.
Yes.
Wow.
And it does hit them, or does it just...
The force feeding via cannon blast setup.
Force feeding via cannon.
They're being waterboarded with food.
Force feeding out of a cannon.
So they
are you telling me that you're listening to this or in this room and you're going, I don't want to watch that. There's
of course
no
you're
way.
Gonna watch
so
it.
Force feeding suggests that cannon's aimed at their mouth.
At their face.
Their open mouth.
Yes.
They're going to hit them in the face with entrees.
Duck a l'orange shot out of a cannon at 50 miles
hot duck.
Hour.
I hope they leave the plates and silverware out.
Me too.
Duck!
What do you think? They have to have goggles and be covered.
They said, Christy did say they were blindfolded.
Blindfolded, yeah.
But.
Blindfolded.
Someone's going to lose a tooth.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a nice lobster.
Oh, I'm sorry I interrupted sports for this, but
no.
In the face with a dozen chicken wings.
Oh, I've been craving chicken wings.
We've got to be watching.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Nuts.
Lobster claw stuck in your cheek.
I can't wait for any of that. Well, if you'd like to watch the XFL while you're preparing your own food, here's what's going to happen. There are... eight teams that start play like a week after the Super Bowl next year in 2020.
Okay.
The XFL, it says, is about football and fun. This is the official press release. And the team identities are intended to signify just that, football and fun.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks.
Oh, I like it.
The L.A. Wildcats, the New York Guardians.
What?
And no, it's not a little red... a little red beret as the the Guardian.
Remember those guys?
Remember?
I don't.
Curtis Sliwa, the Guardian.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him.
Okay. They would guard the subway.
St. Louis Battlehawks.
Battle Hawks.
What's a battle hawk?
I don't dislike it, but I just don't know what they could be referring to.
They have to have put two words together, right?
Yeah.
There's not a battle hawk, right?
It's like the ornery owls.
And it's a little too close to Black Hawks, which some St. Louis fans will not appreciate.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And my favorite, though, is Seattle Dragons.
Oh.
I've always said they should have a team named after a dragon, named for dragons in the NFL. Tampa Bay Vipers and the D.C. Defenders. Let's read about just one. We'll go with the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Okay.
Another press release. Winged Warriors, it says. Mm. Preparing for fight. Preparing for flight. Both. Fight and flight.
Fight and flight, yeah.
They're prepared.
They await their orders, then attack as one. Diving, dodging, swooping, striking. Their mission, create chaos.
And what might a hawk diving and attacking sound like?
Beautifully.
There are battle hawks helicopters.
Huh?
What now?
Helicopters.
Oh, Black Hawk helicopters. Yeah, that's right.
Battle hawk.
Battle hawk or Black Hawk? What are we doing?
It's battle hawk.
Both.
Which is St. Louis Blackhawks? No, it's not. It's battle hawk.
Yes, but there are two different types of helicopter.
The Black Hawk.
Christy, you're the one that muddied this up. You and your Black Hawk.
I'm going to go back to reading my paper.
I have the color printout of the team colors.
Yes.
I'm going to just flash them real quick. You tell me which one jumps out at you because that's the one you're going to cheer for.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, I can't see that. You got to hold it up. Oh, what's the one on the...
The Vipers is
the
immediately...
far left, top row.
You like
row.
The Vipers, the green and yellow?
Yeah.
What's the top left?
Dallas Renegades, blue and white.
I like those. That was pretty.
Yeah.
Let's look at that.
That was pretty.
Well, it was so quick. I couldn't really...
All right. Which one do you like? There, I'll hold it up.
Aces Potato?
Aces Potato.
I still go with the one on the far left.
The Dallas Renegades.
Ace took the last baked potato. Ace took the last baked potato.
Oh, Marlon Brando.
We could eat that for breakfast.
Marlon Brando made it.
First morning, Dom's not here. Ace holds up.
You know he's lying. He's lying in bed listening. He's listening, grinding his teeth.
A potato.
Get him
out. Oh, we're talking about the team logos.
Now will you do something?
No one can see.
And last month, the XFL announced it had signed its first player, veteran quarterback Landry Jones. Commissioner Oliver Luck, yes, Andrew Luck's father, said we're anxiously awaiting the Labor Day cuts. That will take place where there'll be another group of players available. That's when the NFL gets rid of their players and they trickle down possibly to...
The XFL, then.
The XFL.
Okay.
That's exactly right. That's exactly how that's going to work. And time now for...
Stupid World Record.
Oh, boy.
All right. Don't yell at me right away.
Okay.
A tiny bull from Iowa.
Bull? All right.
Bull has set the Guinness Book of World Records for being the world's shortest bull.
This is a load of bull, if you ask me.
The miniature Zebu, Z-E-B-U, named Hyken's Arc Jupiter, better known as Humphrey.
What? Humphrey the bull?
Measures only 26.6 inches tall.
What?
That's what it says. His record-setting size confirmed by a veterinarian in April 2018. Owner Shelley Gardner said Humphrey's typical day involves hanging out, eating hay, grain, or grass.
He's not her emotional
and
support.
And screaming in constant pain. Poor guy.
She added that since he is a breeding bull.
Yes.
How's that happen?
The family's hoping for the pitter-patter of tiny hooves at some point in 2019.
Well, would he mate with a regular-sized bull, you think?
I think so.
Do they have dwarf bulls?
This sounds like Humphrey may be one.
Is that his... Why he's so small, or is he just a small bull?
I don't know.
Well,
breathe,
it's Willie. What's his name?
Oh, my friend, the Latino stereotype, Willie Concarne.
That's his Willie Concarne.
He said, hey, come on, Willie. Buenos dias, everybody. It's raining.
Willie, yeah, it is raining.
I see local listing.
Well, of course, Willie, yeah.
I came in on my burrow. I want to sing about the bull. The bull is so famous.
Yes.
Okay, he is Humphrey. The world's smallest bull. Meet Humphrey. Just slightly more than a handful. His cow pies are like little torts.
You can dress him in tiny shorts.
Oh, you can.
He's Humphrey.
Humphrey.
Everyone!
The world's smallest bow.
Second verse.
Oh.
He doesn't fight.
No,
he doesn't fight. The brave matador. He just lays there like a cute puppy on a floor.
Humphrey.
A business owner would never yell stop if he came into his china shop. <Here's Humphrey. laughs> The world's smallest bowl. Cha cha cha.
Ole!
Hey! Hey, Willie! Good
Ole!
Job.
Goodbye, everybody!
See you, Willie. We'll miss you, man. Good luck, Willie.
Well, here's a picture of this little guy. He's so cute. Stands about the height of a Doberman and weighs 85 pounds.
Oh, yeah, boy. Does he have the big, does he have
no,
horns?
No, he doesn't. See,
no
look.
Horns.
Sans horns, no. Eh?
I think, I don't think he's a bull, then. I think you have to have horns to be a bull.
I don't think so.
The male cow.
Well, if I'm wrong out there, just email us.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm looking at him, and he doesn't seem to have horns. Unless they trim them. I don't know.
All right.
Do you think, would you watch
yeah.
if they pitted him against a dwarf matador?
Oh, right after the food
minute.
Show.
Yeah. You're not going to judge me for watching this.
No, I mean, only you can, I mean.
Just like you're not going to judge
I'm
me
I'm not saying
watching,
you're going to feel good about yourself watching it.
Watching the food show that shoots
right.
food out of cannon.
But it said, okay. coming up next, Tiny Bull versus Tiny Man. Will you watch?
Tiny Man, Tiny Bull.
Yeah.
I think I would. His little, he's had the little cape.
Right, right.
He'd be dressed as, and the
yeah,
resplendent, just gorgeous.
Right.
And the only thing would happen, it would maybe a bruise, nothing bad would happen, right?
Oh, no, nothing
well,
bad.
He didn't have horns, for starters.
No, they know.
Yeah.
Why does he have horns?
I don't know.
That he means he's not a bull. I'm convinced of this.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, we're going to hear from windbags now. Thank you. We're big with
God.
Farmers.
I will throw them right in the garbage.
Oh, jeez. Here's an interesting story and something that Tom has talked about for years. Fern Creek High School in Louisville, Kentucky, making students get prepared for the real world with a new class called Adulting 101.
Oh.
According to WLKY.
We're on your side.
Licky.
Lucky TV.
Oh, lucky.
Lucky. Maybe. The three-day course is for seniors and created by the school's College Access Resource teacher, Sarah Wilson Abel. They're preparing students for life after high school, she said. It's all about money today. It's home health tomorrow. It's about being a professional. They are learning car maintenance, washing clothes, cooking food, budgeting skills, all things that you need when you move on.
Love it.
Love it. I
yes.
love it. Great
Should be mandatory.
Idea. Yes.
Do people balance their checkbooks anymore?
I
know Ace
so.
Does.
I do.
Yeah, because you're living in the 1800s. You and your VCRs. And
I do not balance my checkbook.
No, it's just out there. It's on your app,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I look at it every day and make sure that I still have money I can spend.
Yes. Sure. I have six different Netflix accounts that I don't know are working, that they're coming out automatically.
Automatically, yeah.
Who, of course that happens.
Of course I got Hulu Premium.
Of course I evidently am paying.
I signed up for this.
Hulu
what
bill.
You know who doesn't have these problems?
Who?
Ace Cosby.
You know exactly where every dime goes, don't you?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Son of a... Didn't you walk into the bank and have a little... Give them a talking to? Isn't that right?
What you tell a teller goes, you can... Sir, you know you can do banking online. And I said, then you wouldn't have a job.
Ooh.
How did she respond?
Did she just
stare? She didn't laugh. I thought she'd go, oh, good point.
She hated it. I thought she'd go, oh, good point.
Sir, they make us say this.
Can I just help you please? Yeah. That would be.
I have good news for folks who are empty nesters or about to become one. A recent study suggests having kids makes you happier, but only when your children move out.
Isn't that why? That's not
of
true.
Course. Though many studies focus on parental happiness or lack thereof while children are still living at home, researchers at Heidelberg University in Germany wondered how happy parents are after their kids
Can
leave.
Can you see Pat and Jimmy sitting in the living room in 15 years? Why don't you go get a job? Why don't you go get a job?
Why don't you go get a job? I'm not going to let my son talk to me like that.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.